From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing.
I call on the Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country.
At the United Nations on Wednesday, he said when asked specifically if the term ethnic cleansing applied to the plight of the Rohingyas, most of whom are Muslims, when one-third of the Rohingya population has got to flee the country, can you find a better word to describe it? He said, I believe we're facing a very dramatic situation, and that is the reason why I appeal to the Security Council to seriously consider the situation. A young girl detonated a suicide bomb in a mosque in northern Cameroon early Wednesday, killing at least five worshippers and wounding others. The 12- or 13-year-old girl entered the mosques after the first call for prayer, according to the governor of the Mijiyawa Bakari region near the Nigerian border. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Boko Haram militants have been waging a war to establish an Islamist state in the area. President Trump has blocked the acquisition of a U.S. computer chip manufacturer by a Chinese company, calling it a threat to national security. The Chinese-owned Canyon Bridge Fund had sought to take over the Oregon-based Lattice Semiconductor Corporation. This is VOA News.